very powerful, a little bit astonishing, and definitely incomprehensible in the voice of Lassad Lavi, prophecy is that the time the Mashiach will come, we will tell the Eibusher, thank you Hashem for what? Kionafta, that you're angry with me, that you gave me all these Yisurim of Golas. Yoshev Abchos Nachmeni. Now your anger has ceased, and you have comforted me by bringing all the good. The Rebbe says this in Likutei Torah, Parshas Tzav, Dibra Masku Sheshi Yisrael Mitechol Matis. You know, there's the Maimorim on Kriyas Yamsuf and Kriyas Anor that is at the end of Parshas Tzav, Heinef Yodei El Anor, those Maimorim that are learned usually in Trishol Pesach. Before that, there's a Maimon Sheshes Yom Teichel Masis. The Rebbe also speaks a little bit about that. The Rebbe says, he says a word over there, this pasuk in the beginning of Yeshaya, Kapitel Yud Beis, right? And then the next pasuk, everyone knows, we say we have Dolo, Hinei Kel Shiyos Yev Tach Leyevchot, right? But before that, Kapitel Yud Aleph, what are the psukim that are directly leading up to this pasuk? It's the Pesukim speaking about the splitting of the river when Mashiach will come, which I discussed Pesach time. So this explains that it speaks about, that this refers to the great revelation that will happen. So that the Alter Rebbe explains when Mashiach will come, we'll see that Oitcha Hashem Kianaftabi, what caused the great revelations after the Yisurim of Golos. We will then come, when, in other words, at this point we don't have the great revelations yet. Maybe we have some type of taste and some very minute way, but when we will see the revelations, it will make sense to us that it was worth the galus to have this. Now, Chassidus takes this point, obviously, there's a simple thing of a nafta as galus, but Chassidus also explains the idea of Yiridul Atzeira Chaliyah, that what? That a nafta also means is the avoida that a yid, that it's dafka the avoida that a yid serves the Eibishter. It's not just the Yisurim of galus itself. It also brings the great Ali, but it's the avoda dafka in the height of the Yisurim of Golos that brings out the highest level. So then we'll thank the Eibusher, ki anaftabi. Anaftabi not only applies to the actual Yisurim of Golos, but anaftabi applies to the avoda that's connected with anaftabi. Or more particularly, the avoda of tshuva, which is the avoda that comes from Yitaycha Helam, the avoda of Erchoyzer. So this avoid is going to lead to the greatest, we're going to realize that it was the avoid that we served Abish in the hardest time, this is what brought about the greatest gleam of Mashiach. And this, the Rebbe brings a very powerful, practical light off for this, in Shemini Tavshin and Aleph. The Rebbe says a Yid could say, Geulas Bli Gvul, right? It's unlimited. What am I? I'm very limited, I have very limited time, limited brain space, limited energy. How could I do something that will bring Mashiach? So the Rebbe says, no, this is what the Pasuk is telling us. It's dafka the avoid in the way of a nafta, avoid where a person is stuck and limited, and nevertheless he serves the Eibusher. This is what's going to bring the good. That's the Oitcha Hashem Kionaftabi. It's very powerful, Hayra. So this is the way Chassidus explains the pasuk, that we'll see then that Kionaftabi, that it was the avoid that was done, it was the Yisurim of Golos, and the avoid that was done in Golos that brings Mashiach.